Bass fishing television shows have changed drastically since the days of Gadabout Gaddis and the Flying Fisherman, you know, all the way through Jerry McInnes's Fishing Hole. With me today is Mike Auten from Auten Interactive. And, Mike, the Classic Pattern Show on Fox Sports Net is going great. And it's got to be neat for you to see this thing taking off like it is.
Yeah, Terry, it's been a lot of fun, you know, and having the opportunity to work with a lot of my close friends that are on the tour that happen to be the talent pool for the show. I've had a good time. You know, we've been to a lot of fisheries and experienced a lot of different types of techniques and conditions. And I got to admit to you, it's been a lot of fun.
You know, over and over again, we, as anglers, you're a professional angler and a television producer as well. And we want to see fishing. You know, there's no question about it. We want to see guys that are out there on maybe a body of water that's not a farm pond or a reservoir that, you know, small. We want to see them go out there and struggle like we do and how they can take those pieces and put them together. And your show does a good job with that.
Well, thanks. And I guess I pull from my experiences as a professional fisherman and can relate to what a lot of these guys are experiencing out there on the water and the challenges that we're faced with. And, you know, those challenges are something that, you know, I get great satisfaction out of trying to find the fish and figure the fish out. And when you can get inside some of these guys' heads like a Kevin Van Dam or a Gerald Swindle and show that in the context of a television show on how they figure this type of stuff out, it's fun to watch, for one, how they figure it out, and then also it's rewarding to see the audience respond to it because they get something out of it too as well, you know, as far as a teaching tool, you know, for them to learn something new.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed about Classic Patterns, it's not an infomercial. It's not talking about a particular line of baits or one or, you know, many different types of baits, whoever the angler is. It's not about their sponsors necessarily. It's about what catches fish. And, you know, you mentioned Kevin Van Dam, you know, of course, Marty Stone, Skeet Reese, Mike Iaconelli, the premier anglers in our sport are on your program. And, you know, you look at what they're doing, I guess you got to be really pleased that you've got that myriad of different talent that you've got there.
Yeah, and we've tried to stay away from the endemic sponsors because, you know, we want to be sensitive to the audience. You know, we want to be able to give information in its purest form. You know, it makes it challenging on the backside from an executive standpoint and from the financial aspects. It makes the model, the business model, a little bit more challenging. But you can still make it happen. In my opinion, it gives the best possible content, you know, when you can keep it pure and strictly talk about fishing in its purest form.
Well, not everybody gets to fish a place that's got, you know, 90 fish per acre or whatever. You know, they're out there. A lot of times you're fishing a river system. I remember one program in particular with Mike Iaconelli fishing up in his neck of the woods. Very, very tough fishery, but he was able to figure them out.
Yeah, and to me, that's where I get my greatest reward as a fisherman, is going to a body of water and figuring the fish out. Catching them, to me, is the easy part. For me, it's about figuring them out, you know, that whole process of the clues and the process of elimination, going through the different techniques, changing locations. That's the part that fascinates me as an angler. And, you know, when you can, like I said, when you watch these guys and experience that kind of through a camera, it's fascinating. And each one of these guys has their own individual techniques, and they've got their own little different things they do, and it's just fascinating to watch. I mean, they're extremely talented guys. I mean, it's just amazing the different things that they possess as far as the techniques and the intuition that they have.
Well, intuition is very critical. And, you know, one of the things I think is great about your program is that you're not only doing great graphics work and great film footage, but you've got underwater footage. You're kind of telling a story about how their day went. And, you know, it's like a day on the water when you're getting a ride in a boat with one of the best anglers in the world when you watch your program.
Well, and to be honest with you, that's what it is, because a lot of times most professional fishermen don't have a lot of time on their hands, and we literally show up to a reservoir, a river, what have you, and we're like, okay, you know, you've got 8 hours, let's go out here and figure it out, and we put it together. Sometimes they put it together and sometimes they don't, but we tell it like it is, because in real life, there's a lot of days we all go out there and struggle to try to even catch a bass, and we just tell it like it is, because that's fishing, Terry. But even when you do struggle, you still have fun just being out there and the challenge of it all. There's no shame in going out there and not catching them either.
Well, I got to tell you, one of my favorite segments in your program was Marty Stone catching that great big fish on a jerkbait. And you think about that, you know, a lot of us that have thrown a jerkbait, I know you live around Kentucky Lake, you've had that opportunity to catch big smallmouth, big largemouth on a jerkbait. But to see that type of fish being caught and know that he was out there trying to beat him around and figure out how to do it, that's really cool.
Well, I know, especially for Marty, because Marty, he gets out there in water over 4 or 5 foot deep, he gets a little confused, and to see Marty be versatile and change up and pick up a technique that he doesn't normally fish with was pretty fun. Interesting how he kind of figured that out and then caught that big fish. gave Marty, you know, I mean, that just rewarded Marty, and he just, you know, felt a sense of accomplishment, and we relayed that through the camera and through the show, so it was really neat to experience that.
Well, you could experience his excitement. I mean, when he caught that big fish, you could tell that was genuine, and that makes it so that it's exciting not only to see it when it happens, but to see that on his face was pretty neat.
Yeah, you can't manufacture that.
No, let's talk about, I guess, Mike, let's shift gears a little bit. I know, you know, you're in production right now trying to get everything ready for the upcoming year. You've moved to Fox from the Outdoor Channel and probably getting a lot more visibility maybe there. And there's a lot of neat things going on. Is the next year looking up for you? Tell me a little bit about what's happening.
Well, we're finishing up production. We've actually been gone for about 2 or 3 weeks. We went and did some shows with Ike and Tim Horton, and we're getting ready to go out and do some with Kelly Jordan, Edwin Evers, and a couple other guys that we've added to the staff. Terry Bolton's another guy that we brought on board that we're going to be working with. So we're kind of finishing up for next year's season. We're negotiating right now with the network. So we're looking forward to next year and what next year holds. We're going to diversify a little bit and get into a few different types of projects. You know, it's just been a real exciting year. And actually, the production's kind of winding down, which is good because I need a little bit of a break. Things have been going crazy here, and I've been going 100 miles an hour. Now we're just kind of in the office getting our strategy and everything laid out there. There's some neat things coming down the road for 06.
As fishing progresses, and, you know, with ESPN's involvement, Fox Sports Net now, OLN, Outdoor Channel, all those different channels are really seeing this thing as a business entity that's worth selling, isn't it? And it's something that's changed quite a bit.
Yeah, it is. The tournament shows, they're doing a really good job of the production on the tournaments. I mean, because I know what goes on the backside of production, and I know how difficult it is. And my hat's off to, you know, the folks over at JM and the guys over at FSM, because it's an extremely difficult job to do those type of tournament shows. And, you know, of course, they have the resources to do it, you know, and a little bit different budget than what we work with. But it's still, nonetheless, it's extremely difficult to shoot and edit those types of shows. So, you know, my hat's off to them. But there is value in that, and from an angler standpoint and also from an organization standpoint. And I just think you're going to see a lot of positive things come out of next year. And from a professional angler standpoint, I'm excited about all the opportunities that are out there.
As we delve into 2006, of course, many things have changed. But one thing that hasn't changed is the fun we have on the water. And recently I had the opportunity, I did a product review for Lucky Craft, talking about their BDS-2 and BDS-1 crankbaits. And I was talking to Marty Stone a little bit about it, and he said, hey, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due. Mike Auten was a guy that was really involved in this, you know, and I knew you were a crankbait fisherman, but I didn't know that shallow water stuff was in your repertoire.
Yeah, and that was, you know, this year was a real interesting year for Lucky Craft to see them really mature as a company, and you know, they were just destined for greatness, and they build the best baits. They work real close with their pros. Monero and I worked real close together on the development and the design of that particular crankbait. But still, I mean, all the baits are run through the entire pro staff, and everybody gives their opinions on them. Now, certain guys have strengths on certain baits, so their opinion weighs a little bit more. But, yeah, it was fun to work with a company on different baits and build just incredible products. It's just awesome to experience that and be a part of that, and it's just going to continue to get better.
All right, now the bottom line comes down to this, Mike, and this is my final question for you. How much fishing are you getting to do now that you're doing the television stuff?
Well, I'm on the water a lot, but it's typically not fishing. It's usually holding a camera. You know, and I'm looking forward to next year. To be honest with you, Terry, I haven't done a lot of fishing this fall. I'm looking forward to taking a little brief break and doing some hunting, but I'm going to hit it hard, get refocused this spring, and we're going to some exciting places next year, and I'm excited about that, and I'm really going to take some time and get refocused and revitalize myself to get back out there and kick some butt on the tournament trail.
Well, there's no doubt about it, Mike. You got a premier show out there with Classic Patterns, and on top of that, you're a premier angler and a premier guy, and I appreciate you being with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Terry, and thanks to BassFam for being on top of all the great coverage that they give us throughout the year.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.